Chris, how did this process take place? Kind of walk us through it. Who contacted you? Did you take any other visits?
No, actually, Coach Belichick contacted my agent. When I was officially released by the Jets, and the only visit I took, I was very impressed being up there, and obviously I've seen the success that New England's had over the past few years, so it was kind of a quick process. That's where I wanted to be at.
Chris, how strange is it to switch sides in this rivalry?
Well, the NFL is a business, and it's part of the game, and that's how it is. But just moving forward, I'm very happy to be joining a team like the Patriots. Obviously has a ton of success, and has great players there, great coach, great coaches, and things like that. So it was a very easy decision for me.
What kind of opportunity do you see for yourself here, a team that has liked to throw to its tight ends in the past?
Well, whatever role, I'm able to carve out for myself, that's, for me, the most important thing is winning. Here in New York, we had a few winning seasons and things like that, but, the big thing for me is to go out and just do whatever's needed to get to where, obviously where everybody wants to go, which is the Super Bowl. So that's the only thing I'm really concerning myself with is just, whatever I'm asked to do, that's what I'm going to do.
Chris, what are your thoughts on playing with one Hall of Fame quarterback in Brett Favre 1 year and then coming to a team and playing with a quarterback who will probably end up there as well in Tom Brady?
Well, that's obviously a unique situation. I can't imagine too many people have had the opportunity to do that. But, Brett Favre, he was great and everything, but, I definitely look forward to playing with Tom. He's a great quarterback, knows everything about the game, and I've been very successful, and I hope to click with him and everything else. I'm really looking forward to that.
Did that thought cross your mind at all, just going from a Favre to a Brady?
Absolutely. I thought about that. I thought about, just some of the things that Brett brought to the table, like just far as things he had done in the past and all that kind of stuff, and his mind, things like that. And then obviously being able to play like I said with Tom, some of the things he's done, and it was just a great opportunity for me. And I look forward to it because I think it'll be a lot of fun.
Chris, what do you think is your greatest strength as a player?
I think for me the ability to do both, to be honest with you, to have the versatility to block, but also, be a person that can get open and catch the ball and do things like that. So I think that, that I can, pretty much play any system and things like that. So I think the ability to do both, I think that really can help, any offense. So I think that combination of things.
Chris, you have more catches against the Patriots than any other team in the NFL. Any reason for your success against them? And it was more than just playing them more than anybody else, because Miami and Buffalo, you weren't anywhere close to the catches you had against the Pats.
Actually, I didn't know that, but I'm not sure. I always got up, a little bit more for that game, to be honest, because, they were the best team. They were always the best team. Aside from the 0-2 year, they had won a division every year I've been in the league in the AFC East, so I always, look forward to that, to playing them, and so I guess maybe, it just or it just could be things worked out that way, happening that week. But I always try, really try my best to have a good game against New England, because they, they've been the best. They've been the best in the division since pretty much as I've been in the league.
Might the Jets now be that team that you get up for?
Oh boy, obviously. There's obvious history there, but the most important thing for me is to come in and fit in and do the things that to do the things that's going to help the team win. It's like I said, it's a lot of great players, great players there on offense and defense. So I just want to fit in and do whatever for the team.
I was just trying to ask Chris before how trying last year was for you with the Jets, given everything that happened between the contract and the other tight ends that they brought in.
I just tried to be as professional as possible with it. It wasn't the easiest situation, but I got along good with the problems were really more between me and the me in the front office. It wasn't with the guys that came in, you know, just the tight ends, Bubba and Justin. You know, we had a good time and things like that. You know, it was never that kind of situation. It was just a bit, you know, it was obviously wasn't the easiest, but at the same time, you know, those were two good guys, and you know, we got along fine. I got along with the coaches and all that stuff. It was just, you know, once it was all hashed out, everything was fine.
Chris, was it, you know, just to kind of piggyback off that, I mean, was it hurtful for you at all that after you had a career year that they would use a first-round pick on a tight end?
Well, you know, like I said, it's the business of the NFL, so it was just one of those things where, you know, that's what they felt they needed to address, and that's what they did. So, you know, I can't really get too upset about it. You know, things happen. You know, obviously, even with the situation around the league is always something going on. So, you know, once you understand that as a player, then you can kind of just, you know, go about your business and only control what you can control.
Chris, now that you've had a chance to maybe sit face-to-face with Bill Belichick, does he remind you at all of your college coach?
No, actually, not really. You know, I love playing for Coach Saban. He was a really, really good coach. We had a good relationship, still do. And, you know, and hopefully I can build the same relationship with Coach Belichick. Yeah. He seems like a great guy so far. You know, we've had a couple of conversations, but, you know, hopefully we can, you know, continue to build the player-coach relationship, and, you know, I look forward to that.
And what was your thoughts on that regular season game up here last year, the overtime game? You guys had jumped out ahead. Patriots made a great comeback. What was your experience when you reflect back on that game?
Oh, that was probably one of the funnest games I ever played in. You know, it was a big game for, you know, us at the time. You know, while I was with the Jets, it was a big game for us. We had, I believe we were 6-3 at the time, and, you know, and coming up and playing on Thursday. So, I was for, you know, division lead. There's a lot of things on the line for that point in the season, things like that. So it was a lot of things, and it was a good game. Obviously, went to overtime, and you know, we were able to win. But it was a fun game, and we had a good time.
Do you have any history, Chris, with the other Patriots tight ends? Do you know Benjamin Watson or David Thomas at all, or will you be meeting them for the first time when you guys all get together?
I haven't had much conversation with either of them. I met Ben back when we played in the playoff game, you know, because I knew Daniel Graham. We came out the same year, and, you know, we played in the Senior Bowl together, so I met Ben through Daniel. But, you know, it was a brief, you know, one of those brief things after the game, you know, just, you know, wishing good luck and things like that. But, you know, everything I hear about both of them, you know, they're great guys, and, you know, I look forward to working with them as well.
Chris, is there one game over your career to this point, 2002 to 2008, that particularly stands out to you for one reason or another?
I would actually say it's two games that really stand out for me. I'd say the two playoff games that we had, and I think it was 2004, we had the game out in San Diego that, you know, went to overtime and how we were able to pull that game out. And then the following week, we were in Pittsburgh, who was 15-1 at that time, and we had them on the ropes and didn't get it done. I think we missed a couple of field goals. Those were probably the two most exciting games, you know, for me, just because being in the playoffs and all that kind of stuff, and, you know, how tight the games were and things like that. Those are probably the biggest contest that I've played in so far in my career. But, you know, like I said, hopefully I have a chance of playing some more here in the near future.
All right. Thank you guys. Thanks, Chris.
All right. Thank you.
Thanks, Chris.